Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Sean Linnell. The New Testament reading for today is from John chapter 5, verses 30 through 47. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who bears witness about me, and I know that the testimony that he bears about me is true. You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Not that the testimony that I receive is from man, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I am doing, bear witness about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself borne witness about me. His voice you have never heard, his form you have never seen, and you do not have his word abiding in you, for you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive glory from people, but I know that you do not have the love of God within you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, the most important confession regarding Jesus is not the one that comes from John in the wilderness, nor the one that Peter gives after the transfiguration. It's not the one that comes from Martha when Lazarus dies, and no, it's not yours either. The most important confession about who Jesus is comes from his Father and the Holy Spirit, two witnesses. Jesus is the Savior of the world, and he is the Lord of all creation, regardless of what anyone else thinks, says, or believes. And you know what? This is important to me personally, because even though I'm a pastor, look, I'd be lying to you if I said that I never struggled in the faith. There's days when the question, "Do you really believe all this?" sits uncomfortably in my heart. However, if you were to ask me a different question, if you asked, "Is this all true?" Well, to that question, I can always confidently say yes. Because you see, the first question, that's really asking about me. And I don't trust me very much. But the second question focuses on Jesus. And even if I am a faithless sinner, Jesus is still the faithful Son and Savior. Oh, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. So that's who Jesus is. But who are you? And whose confession about that matters most? Because certainly it's important for us to boldly confess Christ before the world, and we should identify ourselves as Christians before and above any other religions, and yet the most important confession of who you are is not the one you make. It's not the one the world makes about you. And thanks be to God that it's not the one the devil makes about you either. Who you are is who God the Father has named you to be. See what love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. In baptism, God the Father confesses that you are his beloved Son with whom he is well pleased, because you have been united to Jesus who died for our sins and who rose to break the power of death. In baptism, the Holy Spirit fills you as God's temple in whom he is pleased to dwell. In baptism, you are bound with Christ as his bride with whom he is pleased to dwell. That's two or three witnesses. And this is the confession that matters most. It's true that that old sinner, that broken nature is still floating around. But turn from such things through daily contrition and repentance. For unlike those to whom Christ was speaking, I know, dear brothers and sisters, that you do have the love of God within you. So live in it always. Live in the confession that God has made about you in your baptism. And by the Holy Spirit's light and power, burn as shining lamps with a witness to the gospel of Christ and the resurrection which is to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let us pray. Almighty God, we praise you for the service of Philip Melanchthon to the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church in the renewal of its life and fidelity to your word and promise. Raise up in these gray and latter days faithful teachers and pastors inspired by your Spirit, whose voices will give strength to your church and proclaim the ongoing reality of your kingdom through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.